Welcome to the Gambling Podcast.
River card, queen of clubs. Are you kidding? A royal flush for Chris Moneymaker.
You're going to win. That's how you win.
Where we discuss sports gambling, insider sports information.
It's a tank.
That was not supposed to happen.
And the latest odds.
I commend Dan Shack for having stones so big. They are now considered the islands of the Bahamas, but this bluff is risking crazy amounts of real money.
The show starts with Nick and Gus right now.
Welcome once again back to the Gambling Podcast. I'm Nick. I'm joined with Gus. How are you, Gus?
Hey, Nick. How are you? All good, buddy.
All good. Yeah, another week. We had a lot of baseball happening this week. Interesting week in baseball. Let's not forget, we did have the Hall of Fame game for NFL. Broncos versus Falcons. Let's start out with that. Gus, what did you think about that game? I mean, it's not really a real game, I guess you want to call it. We're not in the actual season, mm-hmm. right? But we haven't seen football in such a long time. It was great to see your first football game. Tell us a little bit about some highlights. What did you like? What did you not like?
Yeah, that was awesome. It's awesome the fact that football's back. You know, I was watching one of these memes, you know, online, and that was right. I mean, if you think about it, every week we'll have football from now until February 2020. So that's good. You know, finally, the best time of the year. And it started with this Hall of Fame game. Broncos playing the Falcons. Victory for the Broncos 14-10. And, you know, preseason football is not the most exciting thing out there. You know, it's not like, sometimes it's not even fun watching, because especially the first couple weeks when you see a lot of rookies, a lot of players that the head coaches and the coaching staff want to see to determine if they're going to stay with the team or not. So it's not like it's, full with stars, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes down to this game, there was a lot of, a lot of excitement in terms of what some of the Broncos quarterbacks would offer. Like, for example, Drew Locke.
Definitely.
One of the new acquisitions by the Broncos. People pretty much are confident that Joe Flacco is going to be the starter for the Broncos this season. He's going to be, the starting quarterback for the Broncos. However, they know that in the future, the plan is, at least that's what we can tell from what John Elway has said and Vic Fangio, the head coach, Drew Locke, eventually will be the quarterback of this franchise. And, you know, he had a discreet game, basically completed 7 passes out of 11 attempts, completed 34 yards, and no touchdowns, no interceptions. So it's not like something you can brag about.
Well, I heard Drew Locke, well, he did play well, but if we go to the other side, Ben Kurt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This guy really impressed, right? I mean, we're talking this guy. He broke off a 17-yard run mm-hmm. in the first half, right?
Yep.
He's very impressive. No matter how you're looking at it, you know, finishing off 19 of 34 passing mm-hmm. on 185 yards and a touchdown for this guy that came out of nowhere. No one really knows about this guy. He's mm-hmm. not mainstream. You know, this is pretty good, considering, the Falcons lost.
Exactly, and you have to think also, because you don't want to be unfair and say, oh, Drew Locke had a underperforming game. It also depends on what the coaches want to see, because if they bring you out to try the rushing game, or if they bring you out to try different scenarios in a game, may not be the perfect conditions for you to perform as to be the center of the game in this case. Now, for example, for Banker, it was different. You know, he was there for longer, and that's why he had that many yards. That's why he was able to complete a touchdown pass and everything. Drew Locke maybe was there a shorter amount of time, and at that point in the game, I feel like maybe the Broncos were trying different things. However, you have to admit that the Banker performance was surprising. You know, it's not something you saw coming. So From that standpoint, I think that it was a very nice surprise to see this guy, even though, you know, Matt Ryan obviously still remains as, you know, the starting quarterback, and only if there's an injury or something like that, they might have to take a look at this guy, or Matt Schaub, which is the other veteran quarterback in that staff. Actually, Matt Schaub played later on during the game, completed only four passes, threw for 10 yards and one interception. It wasn't a nice performance from the series that he had. But, you know, he's an experienced quarterback. Remember him at some point, he was the franchise quarterback for the Houston Texans. But seems like there's going to be a competition there for the backup quarterback between Benkert and Schaub.
So let's talk a little bit about, there's also new rules that were in play this year, right? If you remember, not long ago, last year, NFL fans were actually, you know, everyone was waiting to see how the new quote-unquote lowering the helmet rule would play out in a game, right? Mm-hmm. This season, everyone wants to know how the pass interference review would go, right?
This is all as a result from that New Orleans Saints play. You remember in the conference finals last year. Something that they still can't let go. I mean, whenever you hear, for example, Cam Jordan, just a defensive player for the Saints, when you hear the coaches still now, I mean, months after, you know, they lost that game, they still can't let go. They still go back to that play. And then they try to play it out as if, no, we moved on, we turned the page. But not really. And they were, when they decided to incorporate this rule, the Saints, the owner and the Saints officials were very strong, they really tried to get this done because their fans were completely pissed about that decision. I mean, when you look at it, you wonder why they didn't call that pass interference, you know, against the Rams. I mean, things would have been a lot different.
Agreed.
Some people think that the Saints playing the Patriots would have been a total different So a different animal, you know, because the Rams are really good, don't get me wrong, but they were a very young squad, very young head coach.
Unexperienced. Yeah.
Some experts feel like if it would have been, we don't know, obviously, and there are no ifs, no what ifs, that doesn't exist. But again, if you try to imagine a scenario in which you have these Saints with Sean Payton as the head coach, who's been there, with Drew Brees, which is eventually it's going to be a Hall of Famer, it's got all these records, against the Patriots, I don't know, it makes me think things could have been a lot different. But anyways, going back to that rule, that's going to be big this year. I mean, they're going to review all those pass interference calls or non-calls, and it's for the benefit of the game. I mean, this has been part of the success of the NFL. I mean, they adjust. I mean, for example, if you compare it to let's say soccer internationally, they never change the rules. Like, for example, this now, the technology being used is like a breakthrough, something new and big, but that happens like once every two decades. NFL adjusts whenever they determine there's a loophole, whenever they determine that there's something weak in the rule book, they go ahead and they adjust it. And I think that's been part of the reason why this sport, this game, has been so successful, so influential. So if they're gonna do it, some people may like it, some people don't. Some people like the, you know, old school football, you know, full contact, but, you know, time changes, everything changes. And now that you have all this medical evidence that goes against the wellness and the health of the players, well, obviously, you know, you have to adjust it. It's still, very interesting and exciting game. And I think this is gonna be part of, it's part of the success of this game, and this year is not going to be the exception.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, so those were the two biggest things that were happening. The quarterbacks, you know.
There's another big thing. We briefly spoke about it last week, but now it's developing into a bigger thing, which is the negotiations or lack of negotiations between Zeke Elliott, the running back of the Dallas Cowboys, and the Cowboy organization. I mean, it's very possible that we might see another Le'Veon Bell. kind
another
of
another guy sitting back striking.
Exactly. Another guy holding out. Yeah. I heard Le'Veon Bell talking this week. And you know, when you hear the guy, he kind of has a point. Like in his particular situation, he said, you know, I don't mind about the carries, I don't mind about the touches and what my body will suffer because, you know, he has this big contract with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm getting paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, last year, I was not willing to risk my body and get all those touches with not knowing what's going to happen later on.
Right.
So when a player is in that position, especially a running back,
mm-hmm.
which I think is the position in the game that suffers the most,
mm-hmm.
The guy kind of has a point. So if I'm going to be your workhorse and I'm going to get all, you know, like, I don't know, 50% of the touches, 60% of the touches when our offense is on the field, and I don't know what my contract is going to be, you really don't want to play, you know? And that could very, you know, it's very likely will happen with Zeke Elliott, I guess, again, unless there's a, I don't know, surprising deal or something. But I don't know, because eventually Dak Prescott is going to want, he's going to look for a big deal for himself as well. So I don't know. I think this is going to turn into one of those big stories on this preseason. But yeah, to the Cowboy fans, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see Elliott playing this year.
Oh, wow. That's going to be big, huge news, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens. I mean, he does have a point in holding out. But, you know,
the thing is that for the fans, you have to understand as well. The fans are all excited, waiting. The one, especially if you're a Cowboy fan, you know, this is a big franchise. At some point,
I think it's the biggest franchise.
Yeah, that's why they call it America's team.
Exactly.
But when you see your team working out and everybody's in there getting ready, going over the playbook, and one of your big stars is in Cabo, in Mexico, on vacation. As a fan, it bothers you.
Of course it would. Just like Le'Veon Bell, you know, with the Steelers. I felt bad for Steelers fans.
Yeah.
You know, everyone was telling this guy.
Tell me about it.
And then,
you know what it is to have Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell in the same squad, and you're not able to use them?
Right. You're just like...
Antonio Brown did play, but now we know what was going on in there. You know, he wasn't even talking to Ben Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the Steelers performed last year at a 50% of the potential.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, when you say you feel sorry for the Steelers fans,
right?
It was a nightmare, and mm-hmm. and
it's almost a betrayal, right?
It feels
because
like that.
You're yeah. there for your team. You're there for your team, whether through thick and thin. But they have to be trying. They have to be literally, you know, doing everything possible to win. And for guys to sit back and say, you know, screw it, I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to wait for my paycheck. You know, you got kids out there, you know, with wearing Steeler hats and shirts and stuff. I don't know. I just like this whole thing about salaries has all really gone up. Mm-hmm. These guys really gotta check themselves, you know, and see are they really worth all this much money?
Yeah.
You know, who's the one that puts the money in their pockets? It's the fans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a sensitive topic. It's complicated. At some point, players as well deserve. You know, to get paid for all their efforts and according obviously to their level of performance, but everyone's gonna have a different opinion on this particular matter. But when it comes down to the Cowboys, we'll see what happens. That will be a big loss if they cannot have Elliott as a running back. But we'll see. It's part of the question marks.
We shall see. Let's move on. Baseball, the next big thing right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't ignore my Dodgers, right? My Dodgers hit the 70 game mark, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they won. They were the first to reach 70 one games
mm-hmm.
in you know this season. So good for them. They're doing fantastic. We've mentioned this before. It's no secret. They're gonna make it to the end.
Oh yeah.
They keep their momentum unless something happens. You know, maybe Clayton gets hurt or you know something happens. Which hopefully nothing will. They will make it to the end. Astros doing fantastic. Let's talk about on the West. Really, it's just just Dodgers. The Padres are trailing from behind a lot, you know. The Giants, they're way back, right? The Diamondbacks, way back as well. You know, if we go to Atlanta, Atlanta's doing well. The Twins are doing well. You go down to Miami, they're the worst team in the league. You're right. Yeah. You know, so it sucks to be a Marlins fan right now. You can go higher up. You can go to Boston. Boston's not been doing that bad. Oh,
this week, remember we were talking about how they, all these runs that were scoring against the Yankees and, you know, how well they did. They were in second place at their division last week. Now they're in third place. I mean, they had a, they didn't have a good week. And actually, in their last 10 games, they're 4-6. The Yankees are even, 5-5. But the Devil Rays, they came back. They're 7-3 on their last 10 games. So now they're only 7.5 games behind the Yankees. Seems like the Yankees are going to be the first place. They're going to make it, you know, right into the playoffs. But for the wild card, for wild card purposes,
could be Red Sox.
It could be. I mean, they have to work hard to try to get out there. But how about the National League Central Division? I mean, there's a big fight going on there between the Cardinals, the Cubs, and the Brewers. Yeah. Right now, the Cardinals are in first place, but the Cubs are only half a game behind.
Mm-hmm.
And the Brewers are 2.5 games. I mean, that division is up for grabs.
Let's look at the Reds and the Indians, right?
Uh-huh.
Those two are dueling it out as well, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's only a three-game... between the Indians and the Twins, I'm sorry. The Minnesota Twins. There's only a three-game difference between them. But yeah, some of these...
Everyone's in the running. I think it's a good time to watch baseball right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Because everyone's trying to make it to the end. And you can clearly see teams that are trying their best and they're trying to make it, kind of like the Red Sox, kind of like the Brewers maybe, you know, and then you can see the big dog teams, right? You can see New York, the Yankees, who you know more than likely will make it to the end.
Mm-hmm.
My prediction, I'm going to predict right now, it's going to be one of the best baseball World Series we'll ever see. And it's going to be New York against my Dodgers.
Wow.
You know,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be great, you know, to see what goes on with that. But, you know, New York is strong, right? They have a lot of strong players. Dodgers, I think that they've been able to focus this year.
Mm-hmm.
They've been able to play as a team, which is why, you know, it also helps that they have, you know, Kershaw there. They have a few others, but... you know, I just heard through the wire that, Pugh got traded. He was super mad, you know. But, you know, that's just things that you see and what's going on. But, yeah, that's what I got for baseball. Anything else you got for baseball?
Well, not really. I mean, at this point, it's just to wait and see some of these trades, what's going to happen, which team is going to get stronger. Thinking of playoffs, obviously, when it comes down to the trades, and some teams may want to get stronger on their bullpen, or they might need something on their outfield. So I think, yeah, we're going to have to wait and see how each of these candidates, you know, the stronger candidates, how they're going to end the season.
I agree. So for the Gambling Podcast, we're going to be talking to you each and every week. My name was Nick. And I'm here with Gus.
Yep, this is Gus. Have a nice week.
And we will see you next week.